أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك بالله تعالى العظيم في هذا المجلس. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم، we said that in the previous session. And in these experiences of seclusion, that people, they look at themselves in the seclusion. You can understand why outside the seclusion, when you look, you see yourself with no mistakes, and you consider your mistakes are insignificant. You don't look them as if something too much, but you look at other people as if they are full of mistakes and full of defects. And Shaitan will make you to imagine as if you are with no mistakes, completely you are perfect. But Shaitan cannot make everything perfect, because he is imperfect. Whatever he will plan for you wrong and show you everything that is perfect, but in reality it is imperfect. If you are open heart and you can see, or you can meditate on what you are doing, you can understand that you are being falling in the trap of Shaitan, and you begin to hallucinate like someone drunk. You begin to hallucinate that this is what he is seeing is correct. And that's why you see drunk people, they think themselves they are kings sometimes. You speak with him, he might begin to sit on the throne and tell you what he is seeing. And that's why you can see many of these substations that we spoke about previously, some of those who think themselves they are senior murids of the Sheikh, they begin to say things that to them as if they are promoting their stations. They begin to tell you about, oh, we are seeing like fire coming from us up to heavens. These fires is going to burn all your sin and bring you back to normal life. They begin to imagine. And this is all imagination and hallucination that Shaitan makes them to fall in these traps. Never we heard Maulana Sheikh praising himself. May Allah give him long life, bless him. We never heard him praising himself. But we see these senior murids always, in general I'm speaking, I'm not speaking specifying one, I'm speaking general ideas. Not only in Naqshbandi tariqa, but all different tariqas. Senior murid, they think themselves they have reached is something that is generic with everyone, that sickness. That people reach all kind of high level stations. And that's why you see today some Sufis, they come and they begin to speak to you things that it is above everyone understanding. And it doesn't make sense, because these people, they never directed their face to Qibla. They say, we are Sufis. Okay, you are a Sufi person, means you have to accept and to follow what Allah wants you to follow. If you are real Sufi, then you have to follow and accept everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered you to follow. And normal scholars who are not inclined in the Sufi teachings also, they are normal, studying only discipline and basic issues, they begin to think themselves they are the king of the universe. Throwing fatwa here, fatwa there, fatwa here, fatwa there. So all this is to indicate that shaitan's trap is so huge. But it is imperfect. Like what happened with shaitan, Satan, Iblis, when he was trying to gossip in the heart of Sayyidina Adam. Say, oh, you want eternal life? Eat from that tree. So Sayyidina Adam ate from the tree, but he realized quickly that he made a mistake. So he knew that, because shaitan cannot trick you all the way. He repented. Allah forgive him. So repentance, whenever this kind of imagination or hallucination come to your mind, or that pride or that arrogance that you are, you know everything, you have to remember that these are the traps of shaitan. Immediately repent. So shaitan makes you only to look at other people's mistake, not your mistake, as if you are clean. And he explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in Surah Al-Kahf, that one who entered his paradise and he was oppressor to himself, he said, I don't think that this will ever antabida hadihi abadan wama adunnu sa'ata qa'ima. I don't think that this is going to disappear, my paradise, my garden. Means the garden of his, the physical garden that has all these nice fruits in it, and the garden of his body, means his body's pleasure. Why I have, this is why I, all this pleasure never going to disappear. It's always there. I am going to be live pleasurely life. That body is like an earth to me, full of pleasures. He doesn't know that one day he's leaving that and going. And that's why Allah said in Holy Quran, وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَظَالِمٌ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَدَخَلَ جَنَّتَهُ وَهُوَ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ قَالَ مَا أَظُنُّ أَن تَبِيدَ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً وَلَئِن رُدِدْتُ إِلَى رَبِّي لَأَجِدَنَّ خَيْرًا مِنْهَا مُنْقَلَبًا.
So he said there is no way that garden going to be destroyed. But in reality there is. When a hurricane is coming or tornado is coming, is going to take all this garden away. The tornado of shaitan and tornado of and the hurricane of shaitan is always trying to make you to accept that this is never going to disappear. But when the real hurricane come, not the imaginary hurricane of shaitan. Shaitan has in a imaginary hurricane and imaginary tornado, like Sahara of Fir'aun. The magician of Fir'aun, they had imaginary snakes. But when the real snake came, the stick, the cane of Sayyidina Musa, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, as we explained before, when that stick came, that cane came, it ate, it is the reality. The reality is falsehood. That real hurricane came and ate these imaginary snakes. So So when the real hurricane come, when the real tornado come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is real. Shaitan hurricane is not real. It's only imaginary. It shows you that there is nothing. Don't worry, I'm supporting you. But when truth come, it will eat falsehood. And that's why that man that Allah describing in Holy Quran, he entered his paradise, his garden, and said, oh, Satan is telling him, never going this is going to go, it's all fruit tree. How is it going to go? I'm holding for you the hurricane and the tornado. He made him to imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw that person, he is so stubborn, what happened? He sent a wind and he took all his fruit tree. ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا. فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
That poor guy, that's the modest or that humble one. Because they were two debating with each other, two friends. One is humble, one is proud of his paradise. The one humble, he said to him, don't say, oh my brother, don't say like that. Although I am poor, my garden is nothing compared to your garden, but don't be oppressor to yourself. Because Allah might turn your garden into completely demolish it. And Allah might send a wind from hellfire as a punishment to you and destroy everything you have. So it is better to be modest, to be humble, and to look at yourself, don't be proud of yourself. So what happened? He was oppressor to himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent that wind. He took all his garden, completely destroyed. So it means, don't ever think that you are something. In Allah's presence, you are nothing. In Shaitan association, you are everything. Because Shaitan will make it to look to you that you are important. So from here we understand in seclusion that it is forbidden to look at your brother or your friend or your sister, whatever it is, and وَتَسْتَصْغِرَهُ and to look at him, humiliate him, to look at him in a very bad way, disgusted from him. No, it is from the sign of a sadiq, of the friend. It is the not only the sign من علامة الصديق أن يكون لصديقه صديقا من علامة الصديق, from the principle of friendship is to be to your friend, a real friend. From the principle of friendship is to be to your friend, Sadiq wa Siddiq. Friend and Siddiq means to trust, to be trustworthy for him, to not to betray him in anything. but only to have to your friend respect, to respect him. Especially in his absence. Not in his presence. In his presence is easy. In his presence, everyone can praise the other. But in the absence, you cannot praise. You will try to speak bad about that person. The Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, used to tell us a story that in the time of Prophet, one of the Sahabis, Prophet said, that Sahabi will not enter paradise. His teaching, all Sahabi will enter paradise. But that man will not enter paradise. Sahaba was surprised why he would not enter paradise. What he is doing. Because all Sahabi of Prophet, we know that they will enter paradise. But they want us to learn. They are teaching us. Awliya Allah giving example. And he is praying behind Prophet. He is fasting. He is doing everything possible. Why he doesn't go to paradise? Must be there is something there. He always sit on this corner of the street with his friends. Everyone pass by him that he knows, oh, you are my best friend. You are the best worshipper. You are this, you are that. As soon as he pass and go, that person will be very happy that this man is praising him because he was a very known person. As soon as he goes, ah, what is this? Who is that? He thinks himself is big, he's great. He begins to gossip him, speak bad on him. That what Prophet ﷺ prohibit, that is riba, that is namima. You spread something which is not true behind your brothers or behind your friends. You spread something that even if it is true, you have no right to spread it because might be that person repented and Allah forgive him. Why you are bringing that issue up? You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between that servant and Allah, what happened? Might be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to that person say, Ya Rabbi, atub, astaghfiruka wa atubu, like I am repenting. Forgive me, Allah forgive him. So means that sin is not anymore there. So why you are still blaming him with that? It's gone. So the principle of as-sadiq, the friend, is to be friendly to his friend, and trustworthy to his friend, not betraying him in his absence nor in his presence. That's why it is said, أَرْفَعُ النَّاسِ قَدْرًا مَنْ لَا يَرَى قَدْرَ نَفْسِهِ. The best of people, qadr, respect and dignity, those who they don't see themselves, don't dignify themselves. Those who does not dignify themselves and want respect to themselves and create a vision that they are big substations or senior murids or better than the others or speak bad about the others, then Allah give them dignity. Allah give them from his high from these high positions. So we say in Arabic, أرفع الناس قدرا من لا يرى قدر نفسه. The best, the highest of people dignity, those who they don't dignify themselves. وأكثر الناس فضلا من لا يرى فضل نفسه فضلا لنفسه أو فضل نفسه. And the best and best of the people favors فضل those whom they don't count, whom they don't try to favor themselves, to make themselves that they are favorable. But Allah makes them favorable. So they try to humble themselves. وَلَا تَسْمَعْ لِمَنْ نَمَّ بِكَ وَلَا تُخَاصِمُهُ لأن الله عز وجل يأخذ حقك. لأن الله عز وجل يأخذ حقك. Don't listen to that one who backbite you. Drop it from your heart. Don't تخاصم. To fight him or to come against him and to stop talking to him and separate from him and make a distance between you and him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take your right from him. Don't take it by yourself. You, whatever you take is still in limit, but when Allah takes your haqqaq, you're right, it's no limit. He takes everything from that person. He leave him with nothing. He dropped him down completely, either in dunya or in akhirah. That's why if you leave always, say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyy al-azim, Ya Rabbi, I want my innocence from you. I don't want it from anyone else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then because Allah see you that you are oppressed, oppressed, you are these tyrant people oppressed you, they said lies against you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go and take everything from them. If he doesn't take it in dunya, give them dunya, no problem. But in akhirah, he will take all their amal and give to you. So what you want better than that? Allah in Judgment Day, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in Judgment Day, Allah will call, there are two people, someone spoke bad about the other, Allah will bring them into his presence and say, you said this against him? He said, yes. Oh, give him from your hasanat and to satisfy him, to that oppressed one, to that one that been backbited. That one say, Ya Rabbi, is not enough. He did so harm to me in my life that I was not able to move anywhere here or there. Always people speaking these false rumors against me. They are spreading it. I want more. I want from everyone that he spoke against me. Allah will bring everyone there. Give him. I'm not satisfied. Give him from their hasanat. Give him until there is no more hasanat on those people. Then Allah say, okay, I take from you all your sins, throw on them. Are you happy? When that person takes all his sins away and he throw on, when Allah take from that person all the sins away and give him all their hasanat, he's happy. He say, Ya Rabbi, now I'm happy. Allah send him to paradise. That's what is what is needed. Then there is continuation of the hadith. Then Allah says that Allah mercy now, even on those who backbited. Allah says to that servant of him that he gave him these paradises. He said, are you happy, satisfied? He said, yes, Ya Rabbi. He said, if I forgive them and send them to their paradises, I will give you on every one paradise, I give you one more paradise. Do you accept this one to go to paradise? So just, Ya Rabbi. And Allah send everyone. This is Rahmatullahi Wasa'a. Allah's biggest mercy. But the one who was oppressed will take the biggest share. He might take 99% of the cake. 1% will go to these people. It's still okay. They are still in paradise. So the most important part of that is that don't listen to that one who spoke bad about you. Don't fight with him. Because Allah will take your right. It's better. And you have to know that the one who you are, who comes to you and say to you, means some people, some substations come to their followers, they say, oh, this one said this. Don't listen. Because if you listen to them, to him, to that person, then tomorrow they speak bad about you also. Like what happened to this one. Without mentioning name. Came to him, tell him this, he believed. Tomorrow, next, after 1 year later, he spoke against him. So you don't trust these people who speaks in the absence of the others or in their presence, because always keep your mouth shut from this backbiting. Anyone who brings to you something bad, don't listen, because one day he is going to come to you, makes you to look bad, and leaves you and in that big hole and run away like shaitan. You know, I have nothing to do with it. You did it. Well, in judgment day, Allah ask these people who listen to shaitan. You listen to shaitan, yalla, go to punishment. They say, he told us. And shaitan comes, no, it's not my responsibility. Why to listen to me? Why you didn't listen to your Lord? So don't listen to those people who come and speak. Shut up them down. Say, don't talk in front of us. By this way, you end up the problem. And don't follow your pleasurely life. Protect yourself from riba and namima. Riba is to say something in your absence, which you take, something happened, something bad, you don't want to expose it, you take and expose that person everywhere. That's riba. Namima is to make a story up. Like someone say, oh, this one has a child here or there. And it's not true. That is namima, because he made the story up. Riba, there is a story, but he go and expose. Allah is the as-sattar. Allah say, conceal, veil these stories. And he goes and expose. That is riba. Namima is to say, which is something that were never been there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, ولا يخطب بعضكم بعض.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم.
So all believers be careful to be aware and to be away from doubts to each other. Don't doubt each other. And don't backbite each other. Because from doubts, might be there is a lot of wrong. Might be that's not correct. So you will fall down in these doubts and you begin to backbite each other and speak in their absences. Do you want to eat the flesh of your brother? It is disgusting to Allah and to everyone, to His Prophet. So, human beings, they are molded on khata, on wrong, falsehood. Their nature is full of falsehood. They like khata, wrong things, wrongdoings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. Allah inspired the self, what is wrong and what is good. He said, this is wrong, don't do it. This is good, do that. Allah gave you the knowledge of good and bad. And that's why many people who are new Muslims, they used to come to Grand Sheikh and to Maulana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah bless him, give him long life. They ask, they don't know Sharia. No, not everyone knows Sharia. Even Muslims, they don't know Sharia. They know basic things. Sometimes they don't know this is correct or this is halal or haram. This is correct or wrong. And a Grand Sheikh was using a very simple principle. He said, when something like that comes in front of you, what you say, weigh it according to, think about it. If you think, if your mind say it is okay, do it. If your mind say there is doubt in it, leave it. Yani a simple scale. Any matter in front of you, you use your reasoning. If your reasoning say okay to do it, then do it. But if there is a hesitation in your reasoning, means drop it. There is wrong there. It has to be fully 100% accepted from your reasoning. If there is little bit doubt, leave it, because still you are in the basics. You don't know everything from Sharia. So he's giving you the lowest possible of acceptance to accept something that, so to accept something to do in a balance, a very delicate balance here. You are not a scholar to understand that this you have to drop it. And that's why innamal a'malu binniyat, everything according to intention. Your intention is good, what you going to do? Here your intention is good. You are try to reuse your reasoning, and your reasoning said, that is okay, 100%. I'm doing it. Might be to a scholar is not okay. But your intention was good. You're trying your best. You have to face a situation in front of you. You have no one to ask. Like the new convert, who they are going to ask? So, since our nature is molded and built up on mistakes, khata, you can eliminate these mistakes by, first for the beginners, by reasoning. Because Allah said in Holy Quran, as we said, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَى, inspired the self, it's good and it's bad. So your reasoning cannot say to something that is bad is good. Impossible. It what is bad is bad. Even Prophet ﷺ mentioned that if you move a stone from the middle of the road, it's from faith. Even to that extent, reasoning is to do something good. Look to that small details. And if you think about it, it's correct what Prophet ﷺ said. That's why many people If they see something in the road, they go and take it. Not in these roads, in these old roads, in these highways, you cannot do that. You will be crushed. So only means anything in your what prophets wants to mean, you see something wrong in the road, means in your journey, in the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that, in seeking Gnosticism, where you see these obstacles, take them away, because this is faith. Because your faith is telling you that is incorrect, there is an obstacle, take it, that is something wrong, shaitan is trapping you there, take that away, don't fall in the trap of shaitan. So you can eliminate these mistakes by following the footsteps of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah said, "Man ata'a ar-rasul faqad ata'a Allah." Whoever obey Prophet is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to learn this is you have to be in a company of a perfect shaykh. To understand these issues and principles, and to learn, especially to new Muslim, to convert, they have to follow a perfect shaykh, to accompany him in his journey. You cannot be like him, but you can accompany him. You can accompany that Gnostic, that ascetic. You can be under that guidance of asceticism or Gnosticism. Don't be from dumb people or idiots, aghbiya, or ignorant. Don't make yourself dumb when you know the truth. Don't make yourself idiot when you know the right way. Don't make yourself ignorant when truth comes. Or else you are trying to throw yourself in hell, in hellfire, in that circle of punishment. Idiot, dumb, ignorant, never will accept wrong. They think they are always correct. And they never accept advice. Always they think themselves they are the best. Accept advice of people. Whoever gives you an advice, accept it. But whoever backbites someone, don't accept. Whoever comes to you to expose another person, don't accept. Only accept advice. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ